Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text is one verse from the reading for today, Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Jesus says, "He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name." Thus far the text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, during this Advent, soon to be Christmas season, we focus on the Son of God coming to be with us. We all enjoy the various artistic renderings of the babe in the manger, the incarnate Son of God. Our text reminds us, however, that the Son of God came to be with us that we might be with him permanently. The good news of our text is simple yet powerful and gives us great joy. Jesus wants us with him forever. This truth is emphasized in two ways. We know that as sinful human beings, we could on our own never hope to be with Jesus forever. Having transgressed God's will and continuing to do so, we guilty ones could in no way have blessed and lasting fellowship with the Son and with the Father and with the Spirit, with the Holy God. After our temporary and fleeting existence here on earth, we would have a place of permanent residence in hell. There Jesus does not dwell, but the devil, the other evil angels, and all the damned do in everlasting fire. We have transgressed God's commandments, yet Jesus wants us to be with him forever. The first way this truth is emphasized in our text is with the phrase, "he," namely anyone who overcomes. Because of Jesus, we overcome. Christ is the conqueror, the overcoming one. He is the victor, because he, the Son of God, became man in order to be the Savior of the world. Christ's words in our text, "my God," bring to mind the fact that Jesus as man worshiped God. He prayed to his heavenly Father. As the God-man, Jesus Christ overcame for us and for all people sin and Satan and death with his perfect life, his death on a cross, and his glorious resurrection. Christ enables us to overcome. He brings us to faith in himself, and he preserves us in this faith through his word and sacrament. We confess what Scripture proclaims, that through faith in Christ, we are free from the guilt of our sin. We are free from the chains of Satan. We have spiritual life. We have everlasting life. We are credited, as Paul writes in Romans, with the righteousness of Christ. And so we can have fellowship with the Holy God, with the Son, as well as with the Father and the Spirit. Christ helps us to overcome. He gives us the victory because he loves us and wants us to have everlasting life in him and with him. Paul writes in Ephesians, "Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." Paul writes in Romans that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, that love which does not cease. As you prepare to look in the manger at Christmas, remember, Christ came that we might overcome, that we might have victory. Jesus wants us with him forever. This truth gives us courage and comfort for each day and motivates us to live our lives in service to Christ. Our text also emphasizes this truth that Christ wants us with him forever by revealing that in the life to come, Jesus will grant us permanent status in heaven. Our overcoming here on this earth by God's grace and power culminates in our going to heaven. There, our blessed fellowship with Christ will not and cannot end, but will continue forever. Here on earth, as we know, a believer can fall from faith when he separates himself from the means of grace. Once in heaven, however, a person will always, everlastingly, be with Jesus. Again, our text tells us this. Jesus says, "He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more." The image of the pillar portrays permanence. A pillar is placed in a building to remain there. A pillar does not move. Just so, the victor, like a pillar in the heavenly sanctuary, will evermore be in the presence of God and the Lamb. Once in heaven, always in heaven. The idea of permanence is also conveyed by the next words of Christ. "And I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name." We are not exactly sure what this new name of Jesus is, but the significance of the writing of these three names is certain. As one commentator explains, these names seal the victor as forever belonging to God, the holy city, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Forever belonging to. These names that Christ inscribes will never be erased. They are lasting, indelible inscriptions, marking the victor as a permanent resident of heaven, as a permanent child of God, as a permanent brother or sister and disciple of Jesus. The same commentator continues, "Just how these three great names will be written on each victor, in what language, with what ink, and how the writing will appear, we shall know in due time." Our text, in mentioning the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven, looks ahead to Revelation 21. That chapter pictures the present heaven of glory blending into the new creation which will come about on Judgment Day. Thus, our being permanent pillars in heaven means that we will keep on living with Jesus in the new creation. That wonderful existence will involve our spirits and our magnificent resurrection bodies. As you prepare to look in the manger at Christmas, remember, the Son of God came to earth that he might take us to heaven to be there with him permanently. This time of the year, we focus on our homes as we put up decorations both inside and outside. That focus is fine. But may we always keep in mind that our real home is heaven. Jesus says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." All of us are citizens of a country here on earth. Most of us now in this chapel, citizens of the U.S. As United States citizens, we have been watching closely the presidential election, which apparently is coming to a conclusion. Whatever the result actually is, we as Christians want to be good citizens. And we'll pray to God to bless and help our country. Nevertheless, our text tells us that our citizenship on earth, wherever we are citizens, is only temporary. As the author of Hebrews wrote, we are, as Abraham was, desiring a better, that is, a heavenly country, where Jesus Christ will bring us, where we will see him face to face. We can look forward to heaven, of course, because of Christ's great love for us. He, the victor, enables us to overcome. And in heaven, where he has ascended, he will grant us permanent residency. Yes, Jesus wants us with him forever. Rejoice in that truth. Amen.